Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show. Yes, is Jackson's presence present enough? But before we get into
out of context.
I don't want to go on another 10-minute rant Christ. Like yesterday, but look what I brought in for breakfast.
Look at that.
A fruit cup, and yes, the melon is next to the pineapple.
Not only that, that's a melon cup. That fruit cup is 75% melon.
This is hilarious. Cantaloupe, honeydew, pineapple, red grape may contain strawberries.
Why is there a warning for strawberries?
I don't know.
That should be like, hey, you may get lucky and get a slice of strawberry. That barely contains pineapple.
Okay, let's open it up. No, it's one of those grab and goes from the vending machine.
We do this on video, so if you're on today's Q106 Facebook page, you can see a picture of this fruit cup here.
And yesterday, Jackson went on like a 10-minute rant about how he hates melon next to his pineapple.
Here's the reason why, because melon inserts its disgusting flavor into the pineapple. The pineapple doesn't put its flavor into the melon. Melon's bleeding off and everything. Even those grapes that have arguably the hardest outside of any fruit that you actually eat, they even taste like melon now.
All right, it looks like I got 2, 4, 6 grapes. I got 4 pineapple. Yeah, the rest of it's melon.
So that's what I'm saying. Now, how does that pineapple taste?
The pineapple tastes delicious.
Melon, doesn't it?
It does not. It only tastes like pineapple.
Biscuits.
You want to try one?
No, I can't. I'm on a keto diet. What are you trying to do to me over here?
But this pineapple looks like your shirt.
It does. I look good today.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I bought what your shirt is. I just realized it yesterday.
Is it good? I heard it's really good.
I didn't try it yet.
I heard someone stop me when I was at an event and said, yo, that stuff is a game changer.
Okay.
They said it was delicious.
It's like strawberry beer. It sounds disgusting. Why did I buy it?
That's better than Clamato. Who in the hell thought that was a good idea?
But you don't like Bloody Marys, so you can't put your vote in that.
Hey, you know what I would love that beer to have? The delicious flavor of clam and tomato. You know what would be refreshing on this hot summer day as we're out fishing? A delicious glass of clam. The hell? Who wants that?
Isn't it a Bloody Mary beer?
No, it's clam juice.
Oh.
Tomato and beer. It's Clamato. Yeah, no, it's not Bloody Mary.
I just like how you say the word. It's Clamato.
Hey, guys, gather around. Dave brought the Clamato. Oh, well, it's a party now. Get the ice out. Dave showed up with a case of Clamato, said no one ever.
Oh, man. So what do we got here? Yeah, in about 6 minutes, we're going to air some audio we got from a birthday party yesterday, a little birthday lunch with one of our live feeders, Aaron, and Jackson, what he wrote in her card.
It was out of context. We're going to actually do something on the show eventually called Jackson's Translator, because when people write things to me, I take them a certain way.
He wants you to spite everybody. At me, bro? Huh?
If everybody didn't have to come at me, that's all I'm saying.
That's right.
But I wrote a very nice message to our very lovely Aaron, and Steph all read it like,
aren't you lucky I came out of my house? Aren't you happy to be my friend?
If you put it with that connotation, as opposed to, hey, I don't like to leave my house, but I like you so much that I decided to do that. Mm-hmm. That's how much you mean to me. See, that's how I meant it, and you're all like, meh, 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 meh.
Should we share that story real quick about?
Yeah, we can. We're talking about birthdays here. The title of the podcast is "Our Presence Is Your Present."
No, I was going to refer to how I came up with being your translator.
Yeah. Oh,
someone
yes.
posted on Jackson's Facebook page. What were you doing? You were sharing the podcast or something?
No, I was sharing. So I run a nonprofit called Jackson's Community Action Fund. You can find us at jcafwisconsin.org. And we're having a benefit coming up on December 7th at Monkey Shines. And I said, hey.
That's right.
I get requests all the time for stuff. Not only my time.
From you to give, yes.
Yes. So not only to give of my time, but concert tickets, donations, things like that. And 10 and a half times out of 10, I say yes. Yep. Very rarely do I ever say no. Mm-hmm. So I made a post that said, I get these requests all the time. Well, now I'm asking something of all of you. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for donations. I'm looking for this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And then some bro had to come at me strong.
Oh, you know what? We need to find how he wrote it. So you read it your way.
What makes you famous?
And then I read it. Hey, I'm sorry, sir. Just curious.
No, it was, what are you famous for?
But didn't he say, hey, just curious, what are you famous for?
Okay, fine then. Hey, just curious, what are you famous for?
See, so he adds the aggression.
I'm still pissed about that.
He was just asking, like, wait, why are people asking you for concert tickets? What are you famous for? I'm confused.
Read the bio, Jackwagon. It's on the bio, my Facebook page. What do I got to? That's what I hate when someone like posts an article and they go, I'm not reading that. And I was like, well, no one's going to do the work for you. What do you mean? What are you doing on my page? What are you lurking around my crap for?
And Jackson just had to say, oh, I do a morning show on today's Q106.
Made me feel bad about myself. Made me feel bad that I asked people for help.
See, you took it one step too far. You should not have felt bad at all.
I'm a fragile human being.
Yes, you are.
I am. I know that I come off as like tough. But when someone like picks at me and you start chipping that paint away, I'm sensitive underneath, you know? I just want to be accepted.
And then yesterday we got a text. What is this? Steph Sesame Street? All she does is air her kids.
That guy I want to fight.
And so Jackson wanted to type back, oh yeah, meet me in the parking lot. 10:01, bro. And then I wrote back, thank you for the feedback. You know, I do try to kind of air my kids at different hours.
I'm still pissed.
And then we will give, you know, we'll do topics for non-parents. We'll play games for everyone. I try to switch it up so you don't only hear my kids because I know that can be annoying. Thanks for the feedback.
No, I was going to defend your family's honor. I was ready to whoop that guy's ass. I was pissed about that for hours afterwards.
But I wanted to be like, ooh, Steph Sesame Street. This person's onto something. That is kind of clever. Today's letter of the day is Q. You like that?
So that's what makes this relationship here on air work so well, is that Steph is the nicer one of us and calms me down. Occasionally, when I get fired up and want to fight somebody.
Ooh, okay. So jumping on today's Q106 Facebook page with our live feeders, though, more people are actually agreeing with you, Jackson.
Thank you.
But that's why we need me to be the translator, just in case.
And John is the most even-keeled person I know.
Yeah, Northwoods John.
He just wrote, I read the comment like Jackson did. My heckles went up. That's what my heckles went up immediately. Thank you.
Ooh, and Shannon says, yeah, I was offended for you.
Boom.
What?
Boom. Oh. Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Just take my side. Sometimes, though, when people say stuff, I just go, ah, Facebook's going to work that self out. Probably shouldn't come here and do
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
You know, because like, I've got a lot of friends and things like that. And, you know, and that's what's nice about being liked is if someone comes doing that, it's like, oh, yeah, they're gonna handle that guy. That's gonna get taken care of.
Yes. And then I was telling Jackson, don't let that one comment ruin. Look at the other millions of comments that you were getting about, yeah, hey, my company would love to donate this. Hey, I love to donate this, Jackson, Q106
fame.
We've
got a lot of great donations coming in. And I'm very thankful for that. This event's going to be a huge hit.
Yeah, you have a lot of donations.
Yeah, this event's going to be. We have a really neat donations, too. Like, we have a flyover Madison, like on a private. On a private plane.
Oh, my gosh.
Private log rolling lessons.
That's cool.
Two VIP passes to today's Q106 Storytellers Jam.
Wait, how did you get that?
I'm actually paying for them. That's another thing, too. Hey, can you get me? I'm paying for them. Well, the nonprofit is, but we're using our money to pay for them.
Really? Somebody can't just give you the hookup over here?
Yeah, no. I'm going to pay for them. It goes to a charity. I'm not gonna ask for special treatment because my name's on a morning show and I should get it. But no, I'm not gonna request it.
You're not even gonna request it?
No. Oh, no. I'll be nice.
You gonna say like, hey, I'm gonna pay it, and then hope they say no? You put your
that
money
that might
away.
Happen. There's a good possibility that that's going to happen.
That would be nice.
Where I do that with a lot, like back in the day when my mom would like loan me some money. Yeah, I'm gonna pay you back next week, and then next week come around and I just don't answer my phone. No.
Oh, and speaking of somebody like that who borrowed you a lot of money or lent you a lot of money back in the day, I got audio with that guy from 18 years ago,
a ghost
from Jackson's past. We'll visit that on our morning show after 7 o'clock. And speaking of our morning show, we're about to jump on. We do our podcast inside our morning show. And this is some of the audio we got with some of you live feeders who are watching right now. Is Jackson's presence a present enough?
Yours is included in that as well, Steph. All right?
They didn't even let me pay lunch.
Ha, ha, what's up now? Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Snowy, if you haven't looked outside yet, there is a winter weather advisory until this evening. They're saying we could get upwards around 3 inches of snow. If you're going northern in Wisconsin, expect there to be upwards around 5 inches of snow, was what they were saying last time we checked. As I was coming in, The plows were out, so I'm sure our friends, friends Chaos and Karaoke Matt are out working. But be careful because the roads are still slippery. And well, let's just face it, you're behind the wheel, so we know how that goes. High of 34 today. Seriously, it's always, it's never, everyone's like, I'm a good driver, I'm not a problem. Everyone says that until they are the problem. So just go slow, get where you're going. It's a high of 34, it's 30 at 546.
So after 6 o'clock on the show, we're going to start talking about being an adult. Who do you still get birthday gifts for? Do you still get them for your siblings, your parents? How do you do that once you become an adult?
Well, you have a team of siblings, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be expensive.
So my sister and I still give each other a gift. My brother stopped giving me a gift, so I said, well, then I'm going to stop giving you a gift.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever got my brother anything for his birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my friends doesn't even get his parents any birthday gifts anymore. You either, right? You don't give gifts for your parents?
They're doing really well for themselves.
What about your dad? You give your dad a birthday gift?
Give him a call.
Oh, my gosh. Jackson's presents. Is that present enough? We went out to a birthday lunch with one of our live feeders and had that conversation. This is what we were chatting about.
Once you're 30 years old, you don't need birthday gifts from your parents.
Cash. I'll take cash.
Cash is good.
Cash
or a check.
Yeah, nothing says I love you like cash.
No, that is not true. I actually get mad at my mom now. Stop spending your money. I would rather do an experience with you. Maybe not Celine Dion.
Don't give me money, Mom. Take me on a cruise, is what Steph says. Or take me to a Celine Dion concert for $200.
No, I had to pay for that.
Should have put that on the birthday registry.
If you have kids... Yeah. And it's your birthday, and your parents want to get you something, free babysitting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
What about you, 9797?
Well, my group of friends, we decided to pay for each other meals when we went out once a week. So my friend Ted's birthday is January 6th, so I kind of would chip up for his meal. But then my birthday was January 25th, and then nobody would pay for mine. So it just keeps falling apart.
So hang on, so how many damn birthday dinners you got to go out with a year? Because that sounds exhausting.
Well, like six or eight, you know.
I don't think so.
And that's why Jackson's presence is present enough at a birthday lunch.
Well, we can just hang out. I don't need to, I mean, like, I don't like, you read it as that. I read it as, I don't like leaving the house.
Yeah.
So me doing something I don't like is my gift to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and see, it goes back to me saying I do like experiences.
There you go.
So a lunch or dinner is an experience together.
And a lunch with Jackson is an experience. And I get what you're saying about like with your parents, like, hey, stop spending money on me.
Yes.
Because you're just going to get that money in the will anyways.
No, I'm not. Stop. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry. I'll get that money in the inheritance. That way I don't want to seem like when the will money comes around, I'm like, well, Steph's always been getting money from mom. So now I should get a bigger chunk. Stop.
Well, we have about 5 minutes more of this conversation, including some of my favorite Friends references that I brought into the conversation.
I did not realize how big of a fan of Friends that Bob is.
Yeah, Bob!
I don't know about Erin, if she is, but man, that guy knows his Friends.
Yes. And so we had another 5 minutes of chat about that. So join in the conversation. And thank you guys so much for joining our daily podcast where you get to learn a little bit more about each other off air.
Yeah.
Didn't we learn about some stuff today?
Yeah. We learned things about each other.
Today's letter was Q on Staff Sesame Street.
No, my wife made us go to a fancy restaurant for her birthday 2 years ago, and I haven't let her live it down.
Everybody just chips in for that one person's birthday dinner.
Except for when it's you.
Yeah, then nobody chips in.
Thanks for Debbie Downer and our fun topic there. Lord.
No, but that's what I was going to ask. What if somebody picks an expensive restaurant, and then for your birthday, this is a Friends episode, where all six of them go out for the friend's birthday, and Phoebe, and okay, I won't get into it, but Phoebe orders the side salad. She's like, I got a pitch.
They don't make enough money. They can't pay for
that's
it.
That's right.
Well, that's why we took you to Babes before they closed, so you're a cheap date. Thanks, Erin.
No problem.
Last year for my birthday, I wanted a really nice dinner at a steakhouse. My friends never want to go there. So I was willing to pay for my own dinner, which was going to be $100.
Wow.
See, you know...
Wait, no. Okay, yeah, one, but we're going to give you two credit cards.
That's fine.
Thank you.
So, you know what you can do for my birthday? Leave me alone. Like, I don't want to go anywhere. Don't want to fight me out anywhere. Just leave me alone.
There's so many people who say that.
Wait, what?
There's so many people who say that, leave me alone, but then they really do want to have something.
Yes! That's what birthdays are about.
Like my husband did not want anything big for his birthday because I threw him a 35th surprise party. So he says I can't do it for his 40th.
So
but secretly, I think he likes it.
So my problem is my wife is good at getting gifts, and I always tell her, stop getting me these good gifts because now I have to get you something good, and I'm terrible at it. So just pick me up some beef jerky and a bottle of whiskey, and that's a couple of Legos. We're good. I don't need a bunch of to-do.
You're a social guy, and you would be totally lonely if nobody celebrated your birthday.
No, not at all. I'd like to get a tattoo and be left alone. Yeah.
That's about it.
When my sister turned 40... she gave my stepmom a list of friends to invite for her own surprise birthday party. That was just the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. Because people were saying, did you know about the party? She goes, no, I had no idea. It's like, ah.
When did you find out that your sister did that?
Well, before the party.
The day after he wasn't invited. He wasn't on the list.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
The day after he wasn't on the list.
I knew about it. We took her out to dinner, and my stepmom stayed behind. And my dad made up some excuse why she stayed behind. It's like, it was obvious.
Oh.
Because nobody was going to throw my sister a surprise birthday party, and she wanted her own.
Now, I probably will have a 40th birthday party this next year. I'll be 40, because I wasn't sure I was going to make it that far. So, I mean, that's more of like, hey, nice job kind of a thing.
celebration.
Me. Yeah, yeah, it's more of a remembrance, possibly. There's still about 8 months to go.
Are more people going to be invited to that than your wedding?
No, good Lord, no.
What?
Yeah.
I wasn't at your wedding. Can I come to your 40th birthday party?
Yeah, you're going to bring booze.
I was not at his wedding.
Yeah. Most of my family wasn't at my wedding. Yeah, no.
Are they coming to your 40th?
Hell no.
What?
He hates his family.
Why would I invite them?
Have Chuck drive up from Indianapolis.
This is taking a dark turn.
Live feeders need to get him a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Even Aaron sent me a message on what to get you for Christmas. Isn't that sweet?
Don't do that. Now, once again, you're putting standards down, and I got to get you something good. I was going to get you some socks.
I'll take socks. wait, see that again.
He's going all Sheldon now, and he has to, like, match up.
That's right, you do.
That if someone gets you a gift worth $75, then you are required to give them an equal value.
No, going back to a friend's reference, this is where people don't feel selfish when they are being selfless.
There's no selfless deed.
There's no selfless deed. So Phoebe brought up, well, when you donate to something, you're being selfish because it makes you feel good.
Yep. No, Joey said it was selfish.
Oh.
Because he said her having the babies for her brother was selfish because it made her feel good.
And she hated PBS, so she finally donated to PBS.
Yep. Money to PBS. But in the end, it got Joey on TV and made her happy, and then she got all mad.
Yep. And she said, darn it, now I'm happy. So now that's selfless. Woo! I found my friends, guys. I love this.
Then Chandler said, can anyone sell me some smack?
Thank you, and happy birthday, Aaron. Woo!
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.